Even so, you say to the lake, Baal had tanner. A stone that was secured in the ground near a tanner, near an oven. And it was secured in such a way and in such a position that a kedera, a pot, can be put on top of the oven and the tanner at the same time. And a fire would be lit in between the stone and the tanner. Olay ba'ala kira. Olay ba'ala kufach tamei. Or if the stone was secured in the ground next to a kira, a stove, so that way the kedera could be put on top of the stone and the kira, or secured next to a kufach, so similar to a kira, but it's narrower than a kira. The kedera would be put on top of the stone, and the kufach, the fire would be lit in between. The eben would be tmei along with the tana kira, or kufach would be makabatuma, like a klicheret. As in this case, the eben would have the same din as the tana kira, or kufach is considered part of the tana, so therefore it has the same din of the tana, and it would be makabatuma. As this is being used in tandem with the tanner, so therefore it's bustle to the tanner, it's considered part of the tanner, and it's makabel tumah, like a klicher. Olei v'ala heaven, olei v'ala sela, olei v'ala kaisel tahir. But if two avanim were secured next to each other so that the kedera can be put on the two avanim, or even if there was a third heaven there, but the third heaven was not attached to the two avanim with tit, like we had in the previous mission, in such a case, they would not be makabel tumah. According to Rabbi Huda, all three avanim have to be attached to each other with tit in order for them to be makabel tumah. Or if the stone was secured in the ground next to a sela, a rock, the difference between a sela and an eben is the eben had been pulled from the ground and then it was re-secured in the ground. As opposed to a sela, it had never been taken from the ground. It's in the same place that it was. Mishashis yamei b'reish. And he secured the eben in such a way next to the sela so that the kedera can be put on top of the eben and the sela, and a fire would be lit in between them. Or if he secured the heaven next to a kaisel, a wall, and he secured it in such a way and position that the kedera can be put on top of the heaven, and the kaisel and the fire would be lit between them. In all these cases, they are to hire the avanim. The sela and the kaisel are tar, and since they are made from heaven, not from chayr, they're not makabel tumah, as a kli heaven is not makabel tumah. V'zu haisa kiras ha-nazir she b'Yerushalayim she keneged ha-sela. This is the way the kiras ha-nazir was done in Yerushalayim. That it was done keneged ha-sela. That the nazir, when they completed their nazir, they would bring a shlam. This shlam would be cooked in the ezras nashim, in the lishkas ha-nazir that was in the Beit HaMikdash. And the way they would cook it, they would put a stone next to a kosel and put the kedera on top of the stone and the kosel. Kiras ha-tabachim b'tzman shehu noisin eben b'tzad eben nit mezachet mehem lo nivu kulam. A kira of tabachim of cooks, that they self-cook meat. Therefore, they have to cook up a lot of pots at the same time. So the way they used to make their stove is they would line up a bunch of stones. And then they would line up the kederas of pots on top of the stone. Each pot would be supported by two stones. And the stones were attached to each other with tit, with clay. So therefore, they have a din like a tanner shacharis or makabel tumah. And the din is, the Mishnah tells us, that when the stones are lined up, one after the other, they're set up in a line. Each stone is considered like its own tanner. And if one becomes tumah, the rest are tar. The Sechet Kelim Parabah Mishnah Gimel Sholosh Avanim She'asam Shtei Kirayim. Three stones that were made into two stones. The three stones were lined up and secured in the ground and attached to each other with clay, so therefore they're makabel tumah like a tanner shacharis. And they're used as two stoves that two pots can be put simultaneously on them. One pot on one of the outside stoves and half of the middle stone, and the other pot on the other outside stone and the other half of the middle stone. If one of the outside stones became tmeah, the half of the middle stone that is used in tandem with that outside stone that became tmeah would become tummy with it. And since it's used in tandem with it, so it's considered part of the same kira. So when that outside stone becomes tummy, that half of the middle stone also becomes tmeh. Hamishamash is ha-tahira tahira. But the other half of the middle stone that is used in tandem with the other outside stone that had not become tmeh, that half would still be tahira. Nitla ha-tahira huchlata ha-emtsa'atu tmeh. But if the outside stone that was tahira that had not become tummy was taken away, so now we just have two stones here, so therefore it's one kira now, not two kiras. So therefore, at that point, the middle stone becomes entirely tmeah. And since we only have one kira now, the other kira has been taken away with the removal of that outside stone. So the middle stone is only mishamet, the outside stone that was tmeah. So the whole middle stone is considered part of the stone that became tmeah, part of that stove, and therefore it becomes tmeah. Nitla ha-tmeah hukwitah ha-emtsa'ez litahir. But if the outside stone that had become tmeah was taken away, now the middle stone becomes entirely Tahara. It is no longer Tum. As since originally we had here two stoves, and now we have only one stove, so we look at it as if one of the stoves had broken, and that is a din. When a kira is broken, it's no longer tame. So therefore, since one of the two kiras has broken over here with removal of the stone that had become tame, the middle stone now is tahira. It's no longer being used together with the stone that's tame. So therefore, it's no longer tame. Nitmu shtayim hachitzonim. If the two outside stones had become tame, im haisa ha'emtzas gedoyla, noisem lezu kidei shvisa mikan, u lezu kidei shvisa mikan, ba'ashartom. If the outside stone was very large, it was very wide. It was more than two tefachim wide. So therefore, when the pots were placed on the outside stones and on the middle stone, there was still a space in the middle, as the stone was more than what was needed to put the pots on it. Then it didn't. The part of the stone that is needed to have the pots placed on it would be tamed together with the outside stone. So therefore, the tefach on the outside that's close to the outside stone would be tamed. But the middle part of the stone would not become tame together with the outside stone. That since the middle part of the stone is not needed to have the pots placed on them, it's not considered part of the kiros, and therefore it remains tar, even though the outside stones had become tame. Then ha'isak tana ha'kol tame. But if the middle stone was small, wasn't that wide, or tifachim, or less of the entire middle stone was needed to have the pots placed on it, so the entire middle stone is considered part of the two kiros, and therefore when the two outside stones become tame, the entire middle stone becomes tame with it. Nitlahem stones. In such a case that we have three stones lined up and they use the two stones, and the two outside stones become tummy, the middle stone becomes tummy with it. And then the middle stone is removed. In Yahoo Lishboisale Yurik Dola Smith, if even after the removal of the middle stone, it's still possible to put a big vest that would be placed on the two outside stones, and the two outside stones are not that far away from each other, that even with the removal of the middle stone, it's still possible to place a large pot on those two stones, they remain tamei, since they can continue to be used as a cube. Hechzira tahara. If after the removal of the middle stone, and we said that if the two outside stones are not too far apart from each other, they're still tamei, and then the middle stone was put back in its place, now the two outside stones are tahara. The reason being is that with the removal of the middle stone, the two outside stones have it in like one kira, since they can only be used as one stove for large pots to be placed on them. And now that the middle stone has been put back in its place, it no longer could be used as one big kira. We no longer can put big pots on the stone because the middle stone is in its way. You can't place a pot that would be put just on the two outside stones now that the middle stone is here. So it's as if we got rid of the old kira that was used for big pots, and now we can no longer use it for big pots. We can only use it as two kiras for smaller pots, so as if we have new kiras over here, new stoves, and it's no longer tumah. The old tumah that it had is gone. Mircha betit, mekabelos tumah, meshiyas kenda, kidei levashu alei esabetz. But if after the middle stone was put back and we said that it's no longer tumah, but he spread tit and attacked the three stones with tit, with clay, so now they have a din, like a tanish ocheret, and after that tit is heated up enough that you can cook an egg on it, now it has a din like a tanish ocheret and would be mekabel tumah from now on. But the old tumah that it had before the middle stone was put back would not revert back. That tumah is gone forever. But now that you spread tit on it and you attach it with tit, then the din like a tana shachar will be makabel tumah from that.